Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, a lot of activity on the gubernatorial campaign front this recently. Perhaps one of the biggest headlines for these two gentlemen, the Democrat Lieutenant Governor Brown and Larry Hogan, the Republican, is the budget deficit report that came out this week. There are some other things, but that's a big one, isn't it?
It is huge, actually. Yes, it showed that the revenue projections had been overestimated by something like $400 million. Larry Hogan says, this just proves what I've been saying all along, that we tax too much, we spend too much, and we drive business out of the state. And that's why the state is not recovering from the recession as it should be.
But other states have similar problems.
Yeah, that's true. But this is one where Brown and Hogan appear to be perhaps in a surprisingly close contest, given the fact that this is such a very strong Democratic state. And Maryland does have a bad reputation for taxing too much in corporations, and that's been one of Larry Hogan's central issues. But just coming on top of the news that came out Wednesday about the budget were a set of allegations yesterday delivered by Mr. Hogan, basically calling on federal and state prosecutors to expand the current investigation into the establishment of the Maryland ill-fated health exchange in the state, because he's suggesting that there was a kind of corrupt pay-to-play relationship between potential contractors and the National Governors Association when Governor O'Malley was chairman for 2 years and finance chairman another year after that.
Well, it's all fair in a campaign context, I'm sure. But of course, neither you nor I can say without an investigation or some data that would show that there was really a pay-to-play thing going on here.
And as a practical matter, you know, it would take a very long time for such an investigation to prove anything like that.
I would think that things like this make the debates even more important in this campaign.
It'll be interesting to see how these two candidates respond to each other after they've been really, it's been a nasty campaign. You know, what the Brown people and Maryland Democrats, other groups have been doing to Hogan is attacking him for positions that he took on abortion more than 30 years ago. And he says, wait a minute, I wouldn't change anything now. This is settled law. I'm not for those things now.
Well, you have a situation where the one candidate, Mr. Hogan, wants it to be all about jobs and economic development and corporations leaving the state. And the Democrat, Mr. Brown, would like it to be on the social issues.
Oh, that's exactly right. And just given what we've got going on this week, it looks like, chalk a couple up here for Hogan.
Karen, thanks so much again for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.